This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 31st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Emission credits get scrutiny. The state of ZEV truck charging is dire, and ag committees moving on from SNAP work debate. Legislature seeks to rescind some emission credits. The assembly has been advancing a measure to potentially end emission reduction credits for some businesses in the San Joaquin Valley. Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula of Fresno argues his bill would restore faith in the local air district by bringing transparency to a program that has allowed for continued pollution. But the district responded that AB 985 would threaten permits for hospitals, electric generation, and compost facilities. A trade association for air pollution control offices added that the district is only responsible for 15% of the emissions in the valley, with the rest coming from transportation. Several agriculture groups oppose the bill as well. Remember, last year, Governor Newsom vetoed Arambula's effort to take regulatory enforcement action against local air districts that have fallen behind on some pollution standards. With electric trucks, state now turns to infrastructure. A coalition of ag, trucking, and oil groups recently hosted several officials from state energy and air quality agencies to discuss electric infrastructure and rates. According to the Western Agricultural Processors Association, utilities admitted to infrastructure constraints, and none of the officials fully understood the energy demand from converting to electric trucks and forklifts. WAPA viewed it as a dire situation. Meanwhile, the Air Resources Board and a clean energy nonprofit are hosting a ZEV truck showcase in Fresno on June 21st. The event will feature test drives and resources for transitioning to electric. Ag Committee moving on from SNAP work debate. Leaders of House and Senate Ag Committees are in agreement that the debt limit has taken the issue of SNAP work requirements off the table for the Farm Bill debate. We're not going to revisit this in the Farm Bill. I mean, this is agreed to with the House and Senate. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow said Tuesday evening, the issue of SNAP work rules is, quote, just one less that we have to deal with, said John Bozeman. He's Senate Ag's top Republican. House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania is not ruling out considering other reforms and enhancements to SNAP, but he agreed that work requirements are no longer an issue. Now take note, the full House Ag Committee will hold a hearing on SNAP next week. For more on the debt limit agreement and the Farm Bill, you can read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. WTO to work through summer on fixing appeals court. Marco Molina, Guatemala's deputy permanent representative at the World Trade Organization, has been holding dozens of meetings over the past 2 months, gathering and sorting proposals for ways to reform the way the WTO operates its dispute settlement appellate body, and activities will be continuing through June and July, that according to a Geneva trade official. Molina is dead set on finishing a reform plan by the 13th Ministerial Conference in February 2024, the Geneva official said. Representatives from Canada, the U.S., European Union, Brazil, New Zealand, Japan, Norway, Australia, Taiwan, and the U.K. all praise Molina for the way he is conducting the process to craft reforms. China lauded the speed at which meetings are being held. The U.S. has been adamant for years that it will continue to block the installation of any new appellate court judges at the WTO until major reforms are made. Groups call for a halt to carbon pipeline permitting. More than 150 groups are urging the White House to enact a moratorium on pipelines to carry carbon dioxide, a long shot given the administration's push for technologies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. A letter to President Joe Biden outlined safety concerns ahead of a meeting scheduled in Iowa by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Three companies are planning to build pipelines in the Midwest to capture liquid CO2 from ethanol plants and then store it underground. Groups on the letter include Food and Water Watch, Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, and dozens of local environmental organizations. EPA testing does not find PFAS in pesticides. EPA did not find any so-called forever chemicals in pesticide products it tested, the agency said. In contrast with a study published in the Journal of Hazardous Materials, the agency said none of the 10 pesticides contained per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. One of the most important differences between the two methods is that EPA's method ensures accurate measuring of PFAS by eliminating interference from the oils and surfactants present in these formulations, which can result in false positive detections, the agency's Office of Pesticide Programs said. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 31st, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.